Tomorrow is May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day. I'm going to do this question Yoda style. Backwards.
Yeah.
See, normally I give you a percentage or a fraction, and then I ask for the answer.
Right.
Instead, today, I'm going to give you the answer.
Okay.
Women who avoid dating someone who is obsessed with Star Wars. What I need to know is the fraction or percentage.
Okay.
What do you think it is? 1-909-798-5600. Or your tickets to see Pat Benatar along with the woman who is almost Princess Leia, Terry Nunn. Lauren, we'll start with you.
Okay. I'm going to go with one-third.
She says one-third of women have avoided dating someone who is obsessed with Star Wars. Melissa, what do you
say? My first inclination was 100%, but I'm going to say a quarter, one-fourth.
Okay. What do you think it is? Percentage of women or fraction of women that have avoided dating someone who is obsessed with Star Wars. 9.9, Jesse Duran in the morning. We're doing the Nearly Impossible Question, but don't forget, coming up around 7:40, your chance at our $2,000 end of the week cash bonus. Be listening for your name right now, though. We need someone who can answer this Star Wars Nearly Impossible Question since tomorrow is May the 4th. I said the answer, we're doing it backwards like Yoda, the answer was women who avoided dating someone who was obsessed with Star Wars. I wanted the fraction or percentage. Jason and La Habra, what do you think it is?
My initial inclination was 100 and then 60, but I'm going to go with 40.
40 or two-fifths if we're talking fraction. And that is not it.
Oh man.
Thank you.
Although 40% of women would run the other way, according to this survey, if their date had Star Wars bed sheets.
I can see that happening, yes.
Now that should be 100%.
Evelyn, how about you? The percentage of women who would not date someone who is obsessed with Star Wars, or fraction, whichever one you want to go with.
65?
You can't drive 55 and you can't date 55. That's not it, though.
Aww. 65.
60?
Either way, that's not it. All right. Well, I just gave you a little bit of a hint there because it is...
How?
Well, I didn't get one either.
I said that 40% of women would run the other way for bed sheets. So they would do it just if they had bed sheets. All right. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is it's a nice even fraction.
Okay.
One of the two of you got it right. Which one of you did? Again, women who have avoided dating someone who is obsessed with Star Wars, doing it Yoda style. We need the fraction of women that would not date you if you were into Star Wars.
Let's hear it. 1-909-798-5600.
Get it right. You're going to Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo at the LA County Fair a week from tomorrow night. It's Cola 99.9's Nearly Impossible Question. Good luck. It is going to be a great night for the person who wins our Cola $2,000 end of the week cash bonus coming up here around 7:40. Be listening for your name right now, though. Trying to get you the Benatar tickets. We're doing this Yoda style since tomorrow's Star Wars Day. We gave you the answer. We need the fraction. Women who've avoided dating someone who was obsessed with Star Wars. What is the fraction of women who have done that, Jennifer?
Is it 25%?
You agree with Melissa and a quarter. Yeah, and that is not it.
Jennifer.
Thanks for trying.
Sorry, Jennifer. I know what that means.
Okay. Maybe a little bit of a hint. What is the fraction or percentage of women that have avoided dating someone obsessed with Star Wars?
1-909-798-5600 for your Pat Benatar tickets at the LA County Fair.
On Cola. Trying to get the answer for the Nearly Impossible Question. I mean, I thought I gave it away.
I thought so,
when I said one of you got it right, and
that
we already had Melissa's...
Which was wrong.
Was wrong, yeah. So what... Lauren, hopefully, you got it right. If somebody else can get it right, and they heard you give your answer, they're going to get it right. The answer that we gave was women who've avoided dating someone who is obsessed with Star Wars. We need the fraction.
Mm-hmm.
What is the fraction of women that have avoided dating someone who is obsessed with Star Wars? And Michelle, what's your guess?
50%.
Not 50%.
Thanks.
That fraction would be a half. We're trying to do fractions here. I know everybody missed fraction day in math.
I think because you also said percentages, though, too.
I know. I told you it was a common fraction, but that's not it.
Thanks.
But I gave the hint it was, let's just go with a fraction, because The percentage otherwise would go on to infinity. But the fraction is a nice common fraction. It's especially common in baseball. You know, if you hit this percentage, chances are you might even win a batting title. Again, women who have avoided dating someone who is obsessed with Star Wars.
1-909-798-5600.
Cola 99.9, it's Jesse Duran. I learned a lesson today. Don't ever do the nearly impossible question Yoda style.
That complicated it for sure.
I gave the answer and I needed the fraction. The answer was women who've avoided dating someone who was obsessed with Star Wars. We needed the fraction of women who've done that. Alan in Riverside on the line, please give us the answer.
One third.
One third of women. You got it right!
Alan! Good job!
I had to think about it.
Yes, according to a topical survey from the dating site Zoosk, a third of women have avoided dating someone who is obsessed with Star Wars.
Wow.
You know, all the people that called earlier when we were talking about Star Wars fanatics. Guys that had Star Wars themed weddings, that named their kid Luke, made sure he was born on the 4th of May, you know, things like that.
All that stuff. Has a room full of action figures.
Anyway, you got it right, and you are going to see Pat Benatar and her hubby Neil Giraldo, as well as opening up Berlin and Terry Nunn, who was almost Princess Leia.
I've never seen either one of them, and I'm just excited to go. Thank you very much, guys.
And we'll see you there, too.
All right. I get to see you guys, all of you.
Yes, we'll be broadcasting live from 5 to 7 beforehand. We also put Terry Nunn's audition for Princess Leia on our Jesse Duran in the Morning Facebook page, so make sure you check that out if you haven't seen it.